Thank you so much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Terry, and I'm calling from Westfield, Indiana.
Westfield? Okay, where's that exactly?
It's north of Indianapolis.
Okay, then why is it called Westfield? You're just trying to confuse us big city people, aren't you?
I reckon so.
Well, Terry, welcome to the show. You excited to be here?
You bet.
All right, great. Now, Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
You bet.
Here is your first limerick.
The drug-sniffing dogs whine, "This blows. What's next? They'll track deer, I suppose. But no, that won't fly. On all fours they crawl by, though it seems humans have a great
nose."
Right. Nose. Tired of dogs lording it over us because of their sense of smell, scientists at the University of California at Berkeley decided to prove that the human nose is just as affected. So they blindfolded and plugged the ears of human volunteers. They made them get down on all fours and then had them follow a scent trail over a grassy field, crawling all around.
Yeah, and this was an experiment, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Astoundingly, the humans were able to follow the scent. It was chocolate. They even sensed the exact points where the trail turned direction. They were like, oh, it's over there now.
So they dragged some chocolate through the...
Something like that, yeah. So it worked out. It's amazing. Humans actually, when they're forced to rely on it, have terrific senses of smell. Next up, proving humans can lick their own behinds.
Well, once you've found volunteers willing to be blindfolded and led around on all fours, Peter, it's, you know, the field is wide open for almost anything.
Very good. Here is your next limerick, Terry.
1431. How about that? The ashes age works out just pat. But are they St. Joan's? I see feline bones. Was this just the urn of a...
Can you repeat that again?
Okay. 1431, how about that? The ashes age works out just pat. But are they St. Joan's? I see feline bones. Was this just the urn of a...
Urn of a bat?
Well, it's an animal.
And it has something to do with the word feline.
It's cat, yes. For years, the remains kept at a museum in Chinon, France, were revered as belonging to Joan of Arc, who was burned at the stake back in 1431. But scientists tested the remains, got some bad news. Joan of Arc, the Maid of Orleans, apparently cleaned herself with her tongue and spat up hairballs. The French Catholic Church isn't giving up hope, though. They have issued a statement saying that Joan's remains could still be there somewhere. And then they quietly floated the inspiring story of Fluffy of Arc. All right, very good, Terry. Here is your last limerick.
With his drawings, he raised the bar soon, though his cat, Tom, was one subpar goon. Yogi Bear, Scooby-Doo, Flintstone Jetson stuff, too. Joe Barbera could craft a...
A cartoon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This week, we mourn the passing of Joe Barbera, the animator who created classic cartoons, including the Flintstones, Yogi Bear, and those much-loved sadomasochistic cut-ups, Tom and Jerry. The 95-year-old artist died of natural causes, namely, while holding a bullet in his teeth, he was whacked from behind with a board from a picket fence, causing his teeth to fall out piece by piece like broken glass. And then came the clumsy piano movers five stories up.
That's the way he would have wanted to go.
You think? Carl, how did Terry do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Terry, you had three correct answers. I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine. Congratulations.
Thank you. Excellent.
Meet George Jetson.